Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hand.
And our favors,
our favors.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hand.
And our favors.
You know, it seems like we've all been.
Greetings and welcome again to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this morning, and also our apologies for last Sunday as we were not able to come on. We are thankful that we are able to get into the studio and be with you once again this Sunday. And the loss of Beth Noor, but we are still here, and we're still going strong on taking his message to the people. Today's discussion will be the purpose of all created things is to worship and serve Allah. Allah, the Most High One, the supreme creator of the heavens and the earth, created this world only for testing the human being's freedom of choice. And Allah says he tests you with good and evil to see who will be best in conduct. And Allah says people cannot be best in conduct unless they believe in the unseen. Allah says the root of all evil is the worship and love of this world. Allah, the Most High, says most people have made idols to worship, things without life or power. Allah says this is why most people are easily misled into evil. Diving for moral excellence is the key to stop and destroy all evil. Most people think time here in this world is forever, but Allah the Almighty says in his final revelation in the Quran that he created this world for a short time, and he says that this time is soon to come past. Allah also says in his final revelation that the things of this world will not bring us closer to him. It is only our faith and good deeds that will bring us closer to him. So you see, this morning, people, we have another powerful and heavy discussion, and we pray that you will be ready to comment. Yes, join us. Push that number one button. Let us hear your feedback. Let us hear what you your thoughts on exactly what is going on, what's happening, who you are, and what life is all about, and why the circumstances are as they are today. And of course, let us hear you express yourself as you listen to a most profound discussion from our host and beautiful guest today. And now I bring you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum
salam. How are you all? I hope everyone is doing well.
Yes, yes. Yes, fine, brother. Alhamdulillah. And we pray likewise for you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for asking and praying that for me. You know, before I begin any talk, and I just want to give a little emphasis on this here. You have to start with prayer, because I want, first of all, you all to know before, I'm going to say assalamu alaikum, first of all, peace be upon you all, the peace of our Creator. When he created us in a state of submission total submission to his divine will, which is love, which is righteous, all love, all righteous, and all good. And then after he created us in our mother's womb, when he first began to create us, if you look in a one of them machines they got, whatever you call it, X-ray machines or whatever, you can see that that baby in its fetus state is, when he developed it to a point, you can see it bind, cause its body completely bent over like we pray, bind down in total submission to Allah. And I was sharing with the co-host that before the baby even knows its mother, the baby knows the creator of it, and the baby knows the love of the creator. And after the creator bringing the baby out of the womb as a physical body, a flesh and blood physical body, the creator say the baby don't come into real life until he puts some of his life-giving spirit into the baby's heart. And that baby become then, at that point, a living soul. So this is why you hear a lot of people say, we get, most of us, including myself, we need to be born again. And then you hear some people say, excuse me, we need to die daily. Well, they're right. You know why? Because essentially, people, we are not just an animal body. Are supposed to be an animal body. I put it that way. Most of us are. But we are essentially, our real life is not your flesh and blood body. Our real life is your soul. And it's only your soul when you're taqwa, you're God conscious or conscious of your creator, whose proper name is Allah, which Allah in Arabic, in the Quran, the language, means one creator. Supreme, above all creation, the one that has always existed and the one that will always exist after all creation passes away. And there's nothing equal that he created, seen or unseen, comparable with him at all. That's what Allah means. Nobody in scripture, nobody else gives God, Buddha, Yahweh, Jesus Christ, none of those names don't fit the creator. Because those are names of things he created. And he's not created, he's the creator. So we must get that straight before we can even understand, no matter what your religion, your creator. Because whether you want to dispute or not about what your religion is, everybody got the same creator. And one individual I've talked to here lately was saying, isn't we all supposed to have one faith because we got one God? And one way to worship that God, one religion. I said, that's correct. I say, man is the one, when he went astray from the unity, the oneness of the Creator, thousands of years ago, that's what he began to separate into groups and make one religion and another religion, and all of them got their own ways they worship. They say they worship the Creator. And as the co-host said, most of them, when they do that, they go astray from the worship of the one creator, and they begin to make idol gods in religion. And today, in all religion, even in Islam, which is a way of life for everybody, most Muslims have made idols their false gods to worship. And the biggest idol that they made for their false worship, as well as people in all walks of life, too, the majority of people is themselves. Even in the Bible, I want to bring this out because it's true. And you can see it so clearly today. In the Bible, there's a passage. It don't matter. It's from the words or from Allah. So it ain't from John, Luke, nobody. They ain't no God. They ain't wrote no truth. The truth, all truth come from the Creator. Then these words are that in the last days of this era or this time of the creator's creation in this world, that most people would be lovers of themselves. They wouldn't love the Creator. We was created to love our Creator. He said when he created us, he put the nature of good in us, his goodness. And you can't have his goodness without his love. His love is in his goodness. In fact, that's how you grow to love him, by doing good. Like the sister said in the beginning, he said only good will bring us, about a good world for us here and bring us to love ourselves, our soul, own soul, and love our brothers and sisters among humanity. And so we want to talk a little bit on interfaith here today, too, along with this topic, that all created things were created to worship and serve the Creator. Well, you can't worship and serve the Creator divided. You must be united. Now, I'm going to give you an example, inshallah, be the will of the Creator, of the creation itself. The whole creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the birds, the bees, all the animals, the mountains, everything you see in the universe, it follows our order. It follows divine law. It don't deviate from those laws that they was created under, and all creation complements itself. It don't conflict with itself. You don't see dogs that's fighting cats, or you don't see sometimes the moon to come out at night and the sun the sun to come out at night and the moon to come out in the daytime. That's not a normal creature, a feature of the creation of the Creator. He said the sun to give us daylight to work, and he give us night so that we may get rest, sleep and rest, so that we can rejuvenate our bodies. So he has given us order in his creation. So our life, people, is an ordered way of life. But because the Creator has given us a little limited freedom of choice, most people think that, they get in the way in worshiping other things besides Allah, their one Creator. They think they get in the way because our Creator is not a Creator who punishes us for every sin or every wrong we do. In fact, our Creator, Allah, says, in his final revelations in the Holy Quran for all people, he say that when he created the heavens and the earth, he decreed or ordained that his divine mercy prevail over his wrath. So he's long in giving us people time to get our life back in order with his will, like all creation. And that order is what? Living a good life. A good life. You take one of the O's out of good, and what you got, God. So that just simply means in the English language, the Creator is all good. So, you can't live a good life, a godly life, a good life, and have faith at the same time. That's not possible. And that's what most people in all religions, even in Islam, the majority of them are trying to do. They're trying to live a life of a faith and wrongdoing. And at the same time, most of them are trying to live a life and saying they believe in the Creator, but they're selfish. They don't want to mingle with other people unless it's some benefit in it for themselves. You see? And each religion now, all groups of religions, except Islam, because Islam is not a religion, it's a way of life, I emphasize. All other religions, they teach you division. They teach you that they got their own God, and they say, y'all Muslims, y'all got your own God. And they are absolutely incorrect, and they are absolutely wrong. They don't know nothing about Islam. If they did know about the truth about Islam, they would know that this is the same way of life that all the prophets and all the messengers taught their followers. The one they call Jesus, his name is really not Jesus, it's Esau. You see, meaning the anointed one, or the word of the Creator. Okay? He taught the unity in the worship of the Creator. Prophet Moses taught the unity in the worship of the Creator. Prophet Abraham taught the unity in the worship of the Creator. And Prophet Abraham is called the founding father of the three main biggest religions in the world, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. They all recognize Prophet Abraham as the one that established what? Unity in the worship of the Creator, oneness, us all being one in the worship of our Creator. He's the one that established that for not only Jews, Christians, and Muslims, but for all people in the world. Him and his son Ishmael, peace be upon both of those great prophets, they built a house over in Mecca, in my conclusion at this time, called the Kaaba. Now, Kaaba in Arabic means the house of the Creator, the house of Allah, or the Creator, of all people. And you have more people making a what's called a pilgrimage journey to that house, and the symbols, that's over there in the east where all the holy prophets and messengers of all the mighty Allah, our Creator, that's where they come from, the east, not the west. And then they branched out and came around the world, covered the whole world, the west. But they started in the religious mission of our Creator, of our righteous lives, for us to live righteous. It started all in the east, in a place what they so-called Africa. It wasn't really called Africa. It was really called Asia. And Asia really means land of the dark-skinned people, the dark people. That's what it means. So with that said, I just want to say that people, we're living in a very critical and serious time right now. We're living in the last days and times of our life in this part of our Creator's creation. We all must die soon. This is what our Creator tells us. I look back on my family and my mother's side, and most of all my family is dead. I'm one of the only few living, and that's not just with me. That's with most of our families. We got to die, people. And even if you don't believe in the judgment day, a day called resurrection from the dead, when you die and you're going to be resurrected to be judged before your Creator, you don't have to believe it. You don't have to take it seriously. But guess what? It's going to happen anyway. And one lady said last night that the Creator say, really she was saying this, if all the oceans were ink, if the ocean were ink and all the trees on earth were ink pens, whereby we could write out the words of our Creator. And the Creator added 7 more oceans to the ocean that now exists. The Creator, Allah, say, sooner would all the ink in all of those oceans run out, and his words will continue to go on forever and forever. And this is the way the lady said it, that we was taught growing up here in this country as slaves, ex-slaves, and still most are slaves, that the heavens and the earth will pass away before the word of Allah, the Creator, will fail. His word can't fail. Everything else, I guarantee you, going to fail and going to pass away. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I just finished.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I have to go. But I do my little coughing. I don't want to interrupt you, so I step out for a minute away from the...
That's okay.
All right, yes, okay. So as we can see, people, Imam Shabbat is speaking strong today. He's coming along with the topic that is of most concern to all of us today. Yes, because who do we belong to but the Creator, yes? And why? Why he created us, okay? And as our discussion is today, he created us to worship and serve him and him alone and people. So we can see most of the world has gone deviated far, far from the right, from serving our Creator and serving him alone. And this is very timely discussion because it points to what and why the condition today are, as corrupt and evil as they are. When you go astray from life, you go further into what? Wrong. Okay, so this is what's happening today. We are straight from the path, the right path, the purpose that we were created for. And here I'm going to allow some of our guests to comment at this time. Now, guests, if you don't want to, I don't know these numbers and who's calling most of them, so I only go by who put numbers up there, having been of the longest. Now, sometimes they would put numbers on our screen and in our video, and the person might not want to say anything, and that's fine. You could just listen, or you can just comment. But I'm calling you because your number is up here, and because it is one of the first numbers that I see. The number that I see, a person who has been here the longest on our switchboard is 336-293-8284. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Okay, so that means that this person is just listening. They're here to listen and would prefer not to comment. So we'll go on to the next number, which I believe is our brother here, a beautiful man from Georgia, and that number is 404-247-4713.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. How are you today, sister and brother?
Very good, brother. Thank you for asking. We hope you are also.
Alhamdulillah. I got some good news yesterday. One of the masjids in Atlanta, Masjid Al-Farouq, has agreed to allow me to present my information from the tafsir concerning the social solutions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to social evils such as bullying, intoxication, racism, so forth and so on. But who is Allah? Everything in creation submits to Allah except the man. The man doesn't understand. I'm going to tell you today who Allah is, who Allah says he is. And you have to open your mind to be able to encompass all of this so that you can be a believer and be a winner in this game of life we play. Allah says he is Allah, besides whom there is no God. He is the knower of the unseen and the seen. He is the compassionate and the merciful. He is Allah, besides whom there is no God. He is the sovereign, the holy, the source of safety, the giver of peace, the guardian, the almighty, the enforcer of his decrees, and the ever supreme. Exalted is Allah alone, who is the planner of creation, its enforcer and its fashioner. His are the excellent names. Whatever there is in the heavens and the earth glorifies him. He is the almighty and the all-wise. This is from Surah Al-Hashr. These verses explain what kind of God Allah is, what Allah's attributes are, who has sent this Quran to you, who has placed responsibilities on you, before whom you have to render an account of your deeds in the end. This mention of the divine attributes immediately after the above theme automatically gives man the feeling that he is not dealing with an ordinary being, but with Almighty Allah, who has these attributes. Here, one should also understand that although in the Quran the attributes of Allah Almighty have been stated in a unique way, which gives a clear concept of the divine being, there are two places where the attributes of Allah have been mentioned in a most comprehensive way. One of them is the verse of the throne, which is Surah Al-Baqarah, verse chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 255. And in these verses that I'm going to read to you from Surah Al-Hashr, in this verse of the throne, Allah says, Allah, the everlasting, the sustainer of the whole universe. There is no God but He. He does neither slumber nor sleep. Whatsoever is in the heavens and in the earth is His. Who is there that can intercede with Him except by His own permission? He knows what is before the people and also what is hidden from them. And they cannot comprehend anything of His knowledge save whatever He Himself pleases to reveal. His kingdom spreads over the heavens and the earth, and the guarding of these does not weary Him. He alone is the supreme and the exalted. This in chapter Baqarah, verse 255. This is also called Ayat al-Kursi in Arabic. The word Kursi, meaning chair, has been figuratively used here as a symbol of power and authority. Even in English, the word chair is used for the seat of authority in government. This verse is known as Ayat al-Kursi, which means sign of the chair. It gives a perfect knowledge of Allah that has no parallel elsewhere. That is why a tradition of the Prophet ﷺ has declared it to be the best verse of the Quran. Allah is the one besides whom none else has the rank, position, attributes, and powers of Godhead, so that He may be worshipped and served as God. I'm going to stop here and come back later, inshallah.
All right. We thank you very much, Brother Abdul Kareem, Brother Imam Abdul Kareem, for those beautiful qualities and attributes of our Creator. Because 1,400 years ago, during the lifetime of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah, prayers and peace, special prayers and peace be upon him, the last and universal prophet sent to all mankind, he is the one that brought back to the world, that when he was born, the world was just like it is now. In fact, it was worse because there was no God consciousness in the people all around the world, and they was doing unthinkable things. But it has returned because the world at large, around the world, we see people doing unthinkable things, horrific things. And it's simply because they are cut off from the divine goodness and the divine love of their Creator. And therefore, when you get cut off from, what happened to our father and mother, Adam and Eve, when the Creator told them in the Garden of Eden, He said, listen, He said, you can eat from all these trees. But when you come to the tree to bear the fruit of good and evil, don't eat of that tree, so you will surely die. Now, they did eat of the tree, both of them, and they began to die. Now, how did they begin to die? Were they bodies up there? No, they were not bodies. They didn't have no flesh and blood like we, their descendants, got, and they had once Allah put them down here on earth. So what I'm trying to get you to focus on is knowledge. Most people now act like even spiritual knowledge is supposed to only be used in a material or physical sense to gain something material or gain something some pleasures physical or gain some pleasure out of material things. And they have made a worship of the Creator seem like it's a worship that you can just take anything in the world you see that you only give your devotion to. And most importantly, most people worship themselves. Most of everybody you hear, I would say 99, as the Creator said, out of every 1,000 persons you hear talking, you can hear the word I more than any other word. I and my. There is no such words that exist in the universe as I and my. In this corrupt English language, of the evil Satan, he wants us to think that who in this world created anything? Who in this world can stop themselves from dying? Not only that, what person in the world can stop themselves from eating food and continue to live physically? What person in the world can hold their breath and don't take a breath and not die? It's so many powerful things like this to let everybody know, whether you're good or bad, that you have a creator. You have a higher power that's working for you all the time, even though you may not acknowledge this great power, which the brother just talked about, Allah, the creator. You may not acknowledge that power. And even bad people, he gave them. He showed mercy on them also, good people or bad. Because he's a loving creator, he's a kind creator, and he said when he created the heavens and the earth, he said he decreed that his throne, his rulership, would be over the heavens and the earth. So as the brother ma'am said, the creator still rules in this world down here on earth, even though we can look out all around us and see evil everywhere. But the world is still going on. The sun still shines every day. We still see people being benefited by the rain. The rain come from the heaven and grow the garden so we can have food. So we still see a power that we can't see with our physical eyes working for us all the time for our good. And as the brother said, everything in creation is obeying the divine moral laws. Moral means good laws of the creator, except man and woman, the majority of us. And it's only simply because the creator gave us a limited amount of freedom of choice, of will or choice. He didn't have to do that. And so most people take that for granted. They think, I can choose what I want to choose to be. And you can, because he's given you, you can only do it because your creator gave you that ability. If he didn't give us that ability, you couldn't do no wrong. He could have made everybody say, live right and do right if you want to. But that wasn't his plan. He wanted us to prove ourselves, to prove that we are the good-natured people that he created when he created us as a baby. He wants us to choose his goodness. You know why? A big reason for that is because he, as the man was alluding to, and the beautiful attributes of the creator, qualities of the creator, the creator also, in that same surah, Al-Baqarah, he says he's free of all, he says throughout the whole book, his book, Quran, he's free of all needs from all his creation, and he's worthy of all praise. So whether people give praise to the creator or not, he's worthy of those praise, and one day, every person and every evil spirit going to bow down and acknowledge the oneness of their creator. They're going to bear witness, and this is going to be at the day of what's called Yama Kiyama, resurrection and judgment. Everybody then, the devil and all his followers among jinns, evil spirits, and human, they're going to all bow down, and they're going to all bear witness that to the same creator, Allah. And that the name they're going to call the creator ain't going to be Jesus Christ, ain't going to be Yahweh, Jehovah. It's going to be the name that the creator always had, Allah. And we tell you what the word Allah means. Allah means one, unique, incomparable. You can't compare nothing he created with him. He have always existed and always will exist. So this is very important, people. And there will be a place called heaven, people, after we die and we're resurrected from our dead grave, and there will be a place called hell. And people, I want you to understand, you are going to go in one of those places. And the decision whether you go to one of those places is yours. You decide right now while you're living whether you want to go to heaven or hell. The creator, Allah, said, if you live a good life and you die living a good life, he said, you're not dead. You're still living. even though we can't see you physically. But he said, if you die intentionally, whether you say you're Muslim or whatever you say, you could go by name, that doesn't make no difference. Name means nothing to the Creator. He said, it's your conduct. He said, if you die consciously and intentional, sinning against the will of your Creator in your own heart and soul, and in his creation here, he said, you're definitely your abode after your judgment, after death judgment, is going to be definitely the hellfire, going into the hellfire he had prepared for people who disregard him in this world all their life and just do what they want to do, which is evil, all their life. He said, they definitely, and they die that way, they're going to hell forever, and they never coming out. They're going to dwell therein forever. So this is a serious talk. Life is serious. And I would like to just say, life is not about play and game and sport and play. The Creator said he didn't create life for sport and play. He said he created life with a serious purpose. He said he created life and all creation for what? Just in justice and for a term appointed. That means a time, a short period of time, a time appointed that it won't exist no more. So people don't think that, you know, because the Creator don't punish you for every wrong you do, that you're not going to pay. He's recording all of that down in what's called a record or a book of deeds. And you're going to have to answer for all the good you do here, and you're going to have to on earth, and you're going to have to answer for all the bad or evil that you do here on earth. And that's going to determine whether you're going to heaven or hell after your deeds are weighed on what the Creator got in his kingdom called a scale of judgment. He's going to weigh our deeds. And he said, if our good deeds outweigh on that scale of justice our bad deeds, we'll go to heaven forever, come back to heaven with him forever. And he said, if our bad or evil deeds outweighs our good deeds, we're guaranteed we're going to hell. So it's your choice, people. Choose now, because you don't have much long. The Creator say, we see people dying fast. I just shared with an imam here in Winston Salem, a resident imam, good man, about how time is, the Creator is moving time into the spiritual future so fast. And he say, in the time we're in now, he's making time go by so fast. He say, he's making a year go by like 6 months. And we can see this. So how soon do we think we're going to die? And then a year now, when I was a little boy, people hardly ever died. If it was a death in the community, in the whole city, man, that was a big thing. We'll be talking about that for months. Now people are, death is just a normal thing. Most people accept that, they gone, they dead, so that's them. I'm going to still go on and do my thing. And the Creator said, when you see anybody die, you should come to your mind, your heart, and your conscience is that I got to make that journey one day. And the next question should come to your mind, am I going to be ready to be received back into my Creator's grace and mercy and go to his heaven, or go to the hellfire that he has prepared for those who live their life in this world only to satisfy their own false, ungodly desires. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. And as you can see, our beautiful audience, he's coming on strong with a beautiful and timely subject. The purpose of all created things is to worship and serve Allah, which is definitely on time for us to understand the conditions in the world today and why they are as they are, and that's again, I think, because we've gone far off of track from serving Allah and living the purpose that we create our lives as we, Allah created us to live them. So we pray that today you will receive from this message some thoughts to really look at yourself first and see what it is you can do to improve, as we should be doing every day, striving to become more perfect, more pleasing to Allah, and to improve each day. There's always room for improvement. And so we want to strive to live a life that our Creator has chosen for us to live, and stop following the ways of the world that are, of course, deceptive and designed to lead us astray from the right path. We do have here other guests, and as I say, I really don't know who's who, but I called the number, so they're showing up on the board. So if there's anything that you would like, any comments you would like to make, I'm going to call this number, which is 334-797-2945. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? That's 334-797-2945. And of course, as I said earlier, people, if you prefer to just listen, that's fine. But these numbers are put up here on the switchboard, and these are the numbers they show for those, I guess they assume you'd like to say something. You usually push the number one button if you have any comments to make, any questions, anything to say. Push the number one button, keep it on your phone. But these numbers are showing up that I'm calling, and I have no way of knowing, since I don't know who you are. So therefore, I call on them as they show up on the board. Now, I believe I know this number. It's 919-717-2047. A beautiful and wonderful brother that is very supportive of us, and I'm going to see if he might have a comment to make.
Yes, sister. Yes, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, brother.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Hope everyone is.
Yes, sir, yeah. We are. Thank you.
Great. I'd like to just, I thank Allah this beautiful Sunday morning, and, thank Allah for you all, as I often call it, Imam Shaheed, I often call it a reminder, because, you all do such a great job as into calling people back to the straight path and to the worship of Allah. So, Brother Imam from Atlanta, I've really gotten used to hearing him speak and, teaching, great teaching there about the Quran and the way of life in Islam. So, as you mentioned, Brother Shaheed, about people dying, and when we get a certain age, you tend to see that it's more often, or you see it more vigilant, because people are really moving on. And the thing now is that see that so many young people are dying, and it's almost like we have no love for life anymore. Life is like it's not important anymore. It's kind of like the how we used to fight back in the day, and we'd be friends the next day or next week. Nowadays, it's like we don't even get a chance to even, reunite with a brother and have to, talk about the times when we had a fight, and now we best friends and love each other. Nowadays, it's just, boom, you shot or you kill or go on. So the conscience of it is really crazy. And And if we don't be called back to the straight path and to the consciousness of Almighty God for the love of each other and the unity of brotherhood and manhood, I mean, it seems that it just pushes, you know, life that much faster. And I would like to say that, we just need to be conscious, too, of teaching our young brothers and sisters and teaching that about these great men that has gone before us and worked so hard to try to unify us and get us to see and love for one another. And as it's saying in the Bible, I think it's Hosea 6:4, about, you know, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge and because they have rejected knowledge, you know. And that was one of the main things that our loving brother Elijah Muhammad taught us, you know, that we should get knowledge. We should seek knowledge because at that time, you know, we were just like you said about the Prophet Muhammad. At that time, back in the 60s and the 50s and stuff, you know, we were a lost people, man. And this brother brought knowledge to us and brought the Quran and taught us the Quran. And, I remember when I first heard Islam, it was like a breath of fresh air, you know. And, it's like I was born again when I first heard it. So, yeah, we need to speak about these brothers, new often, brothers like Elijah Muhammad and some of those great ones, Martin Luther King and these brothers, because they really put up a fight and tried to, have us to seek out knowledge and understanding. So I just wanted to put that in, and I want, thank the audience, of course, for listening. Thank you, brothers, for teaching and studying and reminding us of, of the great teachings of Islam and these great ones that came before us. So I have a good feeling that, this show is going to be on for a long time. And, it's really touching a lot of people. So, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Holloway. And even though it's like I want to say, we hadn't heard from you in a while, but that don't mean nothing. I often share with people, if you're connected spiritually, if you are worshiping one creator in your life, and you recognize that the creator that you worship and is the same creator of all people and all creation, and you recognize that even though you can't see the creator, he can see you at all times. And you recognize not only do he see you at all times, he's never absent at any time or place. You recognize also he knows the intentions in your heart. He knows the secrets in your heart that you try to hide from people. But no one can hide in the secrets from the all-knowing creator of the heavens and earth. So those are very inspiring words, Brother Larry, very encouraging words. And like you say, today most people show more love for death than they do life. And like you said, I love what you mentioned about when we was growing up in the 50s and the 60s and the 40s. Like I said, black people were in bad shape in the sense that, you know, we were segregated, and yeah, we kind of worked together a little bit on the material side because we had to survive. But even then, back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and the early 70s, black people began to divide. They began to work against each other as a people in this country. And I was sharing with somebody the other day when I was out working, because I work in the community still, and in Greensboro, North Carolina, and that, in other words, what you just said, the sister said, our people, talking about the African Americans in particular, she said, we're the most lost people, and we're the most destructive people to each other because we don't have no knowledge and no understanding of who we are, our Creator is. And she said, that's why I teach my children to always read. And my husband, he loves to read. He's going to love to meet you. He's going to love to come on your program. They may be on the program today. But I was so proud of them to be seekers of knowledge. So all praise is due to Allah. People do destroy themselves and they perish, meaning that they just wither away out here. They die and they never have lived. Why? Because they didn't have not only any knowledge, but I would like to say more than the Bible, more comprehensive, Almighty God, Allah saying the Quran, people perish or destroy themselves because of the not knowing the correct knowledge. See, you can get any knowledge. You can even get the knowledge, and not only knowledge, but this is something we was taught growing up too, Brother Larry. And I'm about finished, but I want to take my time. It says, it was the same one like this, out of all the knowledge that you get some understanding. And we can see that, like you said, it's people like Martin Luther King, Jr., peace be upon his soul, Malcolm X, his real name is El-Hajj Malik Shabazz, because he did become a true Muslim in the world community of Islam, universal community of Islam, after he made the Hajj in Mecca and learned true Islam. But before then, he was a gangster, a pimp, like most of us here in America, black people. We had rough lives because we were segregated and we was treated worse by these so-called white people in the Washington, D.C., the government, than any other people have been treated in any period of time we can remember in history. They treated us worse than animals. In fact, they went so far in their bad treatment of us that they told us, over 300 years, they taught us that we were three-fifths of a human being, that we wasn't an equal human being with the rest of the human race, that the Creator made us three-fifths of a human being, so we would be more like an animal to serve other human beings. They also lied on the Creator, Allah, and lied on us as African-American people and said that the son of one of the great prophets, the first major prophet, Noah, said his son, I think, and I stand to be corrected, Ham, said he seen his father one day. He was drinking some wine. That wasn't wine with alcohol. It was fermented wine. That was wine that was permissible to drink. And he drank a little bit too much, and he passed out. And the wine, it makes you hot. Because I remember when I was drinking wine and liquor with alcohol, and years ago when I was a teenager, it got so hot, I stumbled all the way, falling all the way home, because it wasn't too far from home, got home, took up all my clothes. You know, my mother came up there and she was like, Holly, what's wrong with my son? You know, but anyway, you know, we need correct knowledge today of the Creator. We can see that apparently by the actions of most Muslim, Christian, Jews, and just people in general, they cannot have the correct knowledge of the Creator, of their Creator, of our Creator, because their actions shows this. They hate us on each other. They don't want to love each other. They're haters of each other. It's what you call dualism. You got most people trying to outdo each other and outdo each other in the wrong. The Creator give us permission to try to outdo each other in good. In fact, he said in the Quran, strive as though we're in a race towards all that's good. And he said, wherever we are on the planet, if we're striving towards all his goodness, he will bring us together in his unity again. So this is the key to stop this evil, people. And the reason all the children are evil is killing all the children do we know that the children are still the future? And the evil one, the Satan, he knows this. And so because most people are so-called adults or grown-ups are so into their own self, they can't teach the children about the Creator because they done, most of them done forgot who created them too. Most of the older people you see now, they're trying to reverse time. They want to be young. They are in relationship with people their grandchildren and children age. And they just want to have a fling. They don't want to marry. They don't want to follow the laws of the Creator no more. He established the institution of lawful marriage so that we wouldn't have all of these sins out here. And the Creator will say in the final revelations of the Quran for everybody, he sent down, he said, the root of all evil, it begins with you not being able to control your sexual desires and your tongue. And in my conclusion for this portion of the talk, the Creator of every human being and every living thing in the heavens and earth says that if we guarantee as human beings him two things, he will guarantee we will go to heaven after we die and we're resurrected for judgment. Our judgment will be definitely favorable, that we will be guaranteed by him to go to heaven, come back to heaven, his eternal heaven. He said if we guarantee him that we were God over our mouth, if we don't have anything good to say, don't say nothing about anybody. And he said, guarantee him we will control what's between our legs. That is, don't be out here thinking that this is my body, I can do what I want to do with it, and just having all type of lust for sex, which leads you to not only have sex, a man with a woman, but men with men there, women with women, having sex with little children. And in some parts of Africa, they're having sex with little boy, new baby, born babies. Can you believe that? That's unthinkable horror right there. When I first heard that, and it's been going on in Africa, having sex with babies. That's beyond an animal. That's a monster. That's a beast. So most people have become just so beastly. You can't call them human no more. As Sister the Isla, the co-host, say that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said everybody walking around in a human body, they ain't human. And you can see that today more than ever. And that man said that about 80 years ago. Yes, peace be upon his soul. May Allah forgive him and grant him paradise, him and his wife, for starting the Nation of Islam here in America so that especially African-American people can have the opportunity to what? Overcome all of the immoral things that the so-called whites put us under through slave teachings, immoral slave teaching that most black people are under today because they refuse to study history and find out why they act like they act, why they hate themselves, why they want to be white, why when they make it in the world of a corporate world or material world, make it materially, they don't want a black woman or black man no more. They get them a white, so-called white man or woman. Why is this? And I want to say in my conclusion at this point, black people, so-called black people of America in particular, as long as you don't have self-respect, and you can't have self-respect if you don't respect and acknowledge your Creator in your heart and your soul. Because that's where self-respect comes from. You respect his law. You respect him. Okay? And then you have self-respect. Then you can have respect for your others will automatically respect you if you respect yourself. Because if you respect yourself, you're respecting the Creator. His goodness in you. And he will cause other people. He'll compel them. One is attributes Al-Jabbar. He'll compel them to respect you if you have self-respect. And black people of America, the same people that put you in slavery, these so-called white people, they are not going to free you. So if you're going to be free, you got to free yourself from your own evil, okay? They got to free themselves if they want to be free from their own evil too, that not only they did to us, but they are doing to themselves. I want to say at this time, assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Amen. Each of us. The God, y'all, the Creator. And push that number one button. Push it if you have any questions, any comments to make. Your number will show up in our studio, and we'll be glad, more than glad to have you to come on and join us in your comments. I was listening to the discussion of what the emails were saying, beautiful discussions, but I was also thinking about some things I had read on Facebook and on the Messenger that I'm looking at all the time. A lot of our brothers and sisters come on there with their knowledge and their comments. And but there was one brother who was talking about our leaders. We were asking what happens is that we have lots of youth, especially in, and I should have remembered written it down, one of the cities here in America, this is all in the United States today, that they have chosen to just kill our African-American youth and take them to jail. There's a six-year-old girl who was acting up in class, you know, and not obeying and stuff. And they called the security on her, which calls the police, and they saw her being taken away in handcuffs. Six years old, African-American child. And there was also a 12-year-old boy who had done something, which was what a lot of them are doing today. I think it was he'd taken something or something he had done that wasn't that much. And the police came. When the police came, they had a discussion. I don't know that he said that the boy was talking to him rudely. But the police pulls out his gun and shoots him down three times and kills the boy. So they say that in this particular place, it's just killing up African-American children like they're flies or something, and nobody's saying anything or doing anything about it. So we said that the people, they said, where are the leaders today? And then there was this brother who put this article on about our leaders. Our leaders were chosen to us from the Caucasian leaders. These are the leaders we have, and they only do as they are told to do. And they are here to make it appear to be our leaders when they aren't our leaders. And they are from a secret society known as Bully Society. And most of these African-American leaders that you see are part of this society. And they have been chosen to, it's like really spying on us to find out what, how we are and where we're standing and what our plans are, what we're trying to do, rather than to help us and to help resolve these problems that are happening to the African-Americans, find out what's going on and why, and see if these problems can be resolved. So we don't really have any leaders. As you can see, nobody's really sticking out today, but the conditions are getting worse than ever today. And the shooting of children, killing up of the children, is like Imam Shahid Shabal said, if you want to kill off those people, destroy their roots. Begin with the roots, and destroy the roots first. Our children are our roots. They are the future. And if you
That's
destroy
right.
the future, you don't have anything to worry about, people.
That's exactly right.
And also, brothers and sisters, Imam Shabal mentioned about having sex with babies in another country. Imam Shabal, I'd like to bring it to your attention that when we were little, our people worked in these white kitchens with these white people, and they were talking about the same evil and how it was happening that these Caucasian men were having sex with their children and with babies, and they are still having different places today. As you go on Facebook, you'll still see there where they had some, basically these are Caucasian men that are having sex still with babies here in America. That's been happening and still going on also here in our country. These terrible, horrible evils that are happening, destroying again the youth. So
that's right.
You see what time it is, people. And we see that we need to be out there, out to the people more than ever, doing our Dawah, people. That's up to us to reach these people, before it's too late, and call them back to the right path. And we really thank a lot for you, Ma'am Shahid Shabazz, and our brother Imams here, Abdul Kareem, who join us and we have to spread the message and all for Brother Larry and others who are giving their comments. Because this is so necessary for the people to hear and to know there are those out there who are trying to help, who are trying to reach the people. Because it appears that our leaders have gone undercover for a while, you know, and our so-called leaders that we have to address circumstances and situations of the African-American society and the communities in which we live and the conditions. We have, there seems to be no one standing up to help in this cause anymore. So we want to thank Allah for all of these wonderful brothers and sisters who are speaking out despite the fact and letting the people know there is an alternative. And the alternative is the main alternative, which is to come back to your own, come back to Allah, your creator. And now I turn it over again, the discussion over again to Imam Shaheed Shabab.
Okay, thank you, sister. What I want to share with you all is something that Allah, the Creator, blessed me to share with you all a while back. I think we need to be reminded of this because this is very true. The title is Evil and Corruption is Destroying Most of Humanity because they deny their Creator. Now, when you cut a people off from their Creator, you cut a people off from their roots, then you have cut them off from their life. Let me just give you an illustration. Everything that grows out of the earth grows from what? Roots. And as long as the roots are down there, you can cut the tree down, but long as you leave the roots under the ground, the tree will grow back. So the only way we can overcome this slavery that we've been put under for over 400 and some years here as African-American or so-called black people is we got to go back to our roots because that's where our life is. Like the sister was saying, the children are the roots. But also, our roots started from thousands of years ago by righteous men that came, were sent by our Creator to make sure that they gave us His truth exactly like He sent it to them so that we could keep a connection with our Creator and nobody can enslave you as long as you are connected with your Creator, who is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-wise. No one can cut you off from your roots. Your roots is not just black roots. As a people, your roots is spiritual roots. And I want to share this right here with all the African-American people that may not know this. These so-called white people here in America, they're different from a lot of so-called white people around the world. And around the world, a lot of people that look like them don't even call themselves white. They call themselves white when they brought the slaves, black slaves to America, representing superiority, that white, everything white was right and everything black was bad. And if you look in Webster's Dictionary and look up the meaning of all things white, under the definition of white, it'll tell you pure, clean, all things good, right? And look up the definition of black. Everything evil, dismal, miserable, and they wrote that dictionary deliberately so that it would be another form of slavery along with the Bible, the white Bible that they gave us over 500 years ago when they brought our people here and put us under this worst of slavery of all people. Because look, all the people, think about it, all the people that's been in bondage, and this one people, no matter what people may think about them or say about them, I ain't really giving them no credit, but I'm just telling the truth about them. They're the most powerful group in the world economically, and they was almost killed, all of them, by a man called Hitler, the Jews. He exterminated almost that whole race, and them people said, they ain't going to never let that happen to them no more. They said, because we're going to stick together. We're going to have unity. and we're going to keep all our money and our race, whatever we do, we're going to do for the survival of our race. So the unity of this small group that was the smallest group in the world now is a small group that almost control all the material resources on the planet Earth, even in the richest continent on the Earth, so-called Africa. So we need to know our history, people. We need to know our roots. We need to know our roots so that, because I share with people all the time, if you don't know where you come from, how do you know where you're going? How do you know where you're supposed to be now if you don't know where you come from? And everybody's roots, not only African-American, but I'm talking about us right now, but every human being roots begins with the life that the Creator created them with when he created them and put his spirit in their body and gave them real human life, which is spiritual life. That's everybody's roots right there, spiritual life. So now it's beyond color. We can't deal with color no more as a black people in America. If we want to be free, we got to deal with knowledge. We got to deal with knowledge. We've been miseducated. We've been given the wrong religion. We were miseducated in school. And look at us. If you think I'm telling a lie, look around you. And the sister said most of the black leaders have gone under. No, they ain't gone under. They done died. They done sold out to the Satan's main followers, the Jews and the so-called white people and Jews and the Japanese and Chinese. The United Nations, period, is nothing but a little small organization that works for the devil, evil, to destroy the masses of people for the devil. The devil told the Creator in the heaven, when he got put out of heaven, he said, when you put me down there on earth, I'm going to destroy all human beings. I'm going to have most of all the human beings. I'm going to try to get them all where they won't even be thanking you for your mercy, let alone acknowledging you as their Creator. I'm going to have most of them living like I created them, of evil. And most people right now today, they live like they was created to do evil. Every day they wake up, they're doing evil, the majority of people. So it's not just a racial thing, black and white no more. It's a racial thing between good, the good of the Creator, and the evil that wants to destroy the goodness of our Creator in our soul, and that's every human being. But as a people, the African-American people, we do have a special mission here in America for being brought here and put under the worst of slavery in history, recorded in history. And that reason is that the Creator say he bring the best out of the worst. He said when you, now men, they want to make gold pure, they have to put it under heat so that and the heat have to get so hot that it burn all of the dross matter or that don't belong on the gold so it can become pure gold. So symbolically, if you go through hard times, and there's another saying, if you go through hard times and hardships, say, if you got faith in your Creator, if it don't kill you, he will make you stronger. And he sent us through hardship and sent us through this hardship here as slaves to make us leaders in faith in him for the whole world. Know that, African-American people. I want you to know that. So I want you to know this, because we're probably about ready to conclude. Time flies when you're doing good and you're enjoying yourself in the goodness of our Creator. Most people show in their actions that they will not, I say will not, turn away from evil and come back to the good life that is their true nature. All nature was created by the all-powerful Creator, Allah. Evil is against the true nature of the human being. Evil begins from selfish pride, people. So we need to get self out of our life. Stop thinking of yourself as myself and recognize you're not you. You're supposed to represent the Spirit of God in you, which is good. So pride is the root of all evil, people. So give up that pride, and you can free yourself from slavery just by giving up yourself pride.
So I went on to say, so to stop evil, people, you must die to your selfish pride and realize this is how you free yourself from evil. You gotta free your own self from your own evil today, black people. And this is my conclusion. Freedom don't mean, as most black people and people think, freedom don't mean free to do whatever you choose to do. We can see that. That's enslavement. This is the enslavement of people, doing what you want to do. Freedom,
yes.
People, freedom means being free to do good, to do the will of your creator, and to, and live a righteous life. Because how do we know this? In the Bible, and I'm going to say this and I'm through, it says the wages or the pay for sin is death. And it says the gift of the creator, Allah, is what? Eternal life. So the moment you start sinning, you cut your freedom off. But the more you do good, the more you free your immortal soul from your own carnal and ungodly evil flesh desires of the world. Assalamu alaikum.
Well,
that's
right,
Sammy. This is like the broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we do have a few minutes left, and I want my other beautiful brother from our man from Georgia to come on again.
Somebody wanted to say something, sister. I don't mean to cut you. They kept trying to come in.
Yes, I know, but I'm going to allow them to come in as soon as I have finished my speech.
Oh, okay,
so
good. I just want them to come in.
Okay, so I want to let you know that we do have a little more time left, and I do want to hear from the Imam from Georgia again. But whoever it is that's trying to come on now, you're welcome at this point. We would love to hear what you have to say.
Okay, I just wanted to say, this is Brother Larry. I just wanted to say, you know, we have to turn back to faith, you know, because I think in our leadership part of our society or what's going on now is that, you know, we look to certain individuals or certain lifestyle just to be, you know, to say, well, okay, I'll follow him. It's kind of like the music bit. You know, you look for certain ones and say, well, I follow this person right here because of their lifestyle or because of their, what they have, what they do. So we don't look to, a lot of times, we have gotten away from looking to the poor guy or the less flamboyant person, even the one that's somewhat uneducated, you know. I mean, like back in the day when our grandparents and some of them couldn't even read or write, had no education, but even though their knowledge and their experience was so much, so had such an impact. But that comes with faith. So you got to have faith in people. You got to have faith in people that are not, the big-time minister or the big-time imam or the one that's coming to you and share and use all these fancy words. So we have to have faith in people, and as you mentioned often, Shahid, about your actions. So we have to have faith in people for saying about the Prophet Muhammad, how he got the name of being the trustworthy one, because people acknowledge how he lived his life and how trustworthy he was before he came with all this teaching and all these words of things. So you know we have to get back to faith and people that we see on an everyday basis, people that are teaching and trying to tell us something, that we may not be conscious of and aware of. That's what the young kids are. That's what we got to get them to see, because if you ain't got, you know, your house and your big-time job or these kind of things, they don't want to acknowledge you as being anybody. So
that's why I think
they're running out here trying to get money and material things, because they think that makes them look like they're on the right track or more educated or something like that. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Very good. That's why I wanted you to come on. I could feel it. That was very powerful. Now, sister, you can go ahead on to the beautiful brother, ma'am, in Atlanta. But I heard Brother Larry. I could feel him, and I wanted him to come on. So, brother, you can bring Brother Imam Abdul Kareem back on. I didn't know how much time we had.
Thank you, Brother Larry, for the beautiful message that you're bringing to us today. It's so good to hear from you after not hearing from you so long. We're always glad to have you in your comments. We all have something to say. Allah has given us all information that we need to give and reach the public with. So always feel free to join us with whatever comments you have, brother. That's what it's all about. It's your show, not just the new show. I mean, I'm Shaheed Shabab, the other imams, the guests, of knowledge from the Quran. But we all have knowledge from the Quran. We just don't have the type, perhaps, imam. We want to hear from you. Hear from you more. Express yourself. And we're trying to get others to come out. Come out of the closet, all right? Come out here. Push that number one button. Let us hear from you. Express yourself. Let us know your thoughts. And now I'm going to call our imam from Georgia, that's Imam Abdul Kareem. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salamu wa rahmatullah. As a continuation to what I was saying before about who Allah is, foolish people make their own gods and set up false objects of worship. The fact remains that the whole of creation belongs to the Eternal, who has no partner whatsoever. He is the living Allah, who sustains the whole universe. He alone is the master of his kingdom. None else is a partner in his attributes, characteristics, powers, and rights. Hence, a lie is invented whenever God is set up any place besides Allah on the earth or in the heavens, and a war is waged against the truth. This refutes the concept of Allah based on the assumption that he has weaknesses and limitations like imperfect human beings. For instance, the Bible says, "And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work which he had made." This is in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. And in Psalms, it's written, "Then the Lord awaked as out of sleep, and like a mighty man that shouted by reason of wine." This is in Psalm chapter 78, 65. Of course, Allah is absolutely free from such weaknesses. He is the master and owner of the earth, the heavens, and each and everything contained in them. None else has any part or share in his ownership, his authority, his kingdom, his sovereignty, and his rule. Anyone or anything that can be conceived as God will surely be a part of the universe. And every part of this universe is Allah's property.
That's right.
And cannot therefore be his partner or rival. This refutes the wrong notion of those who are under the delusion that saints, angels, etc., wield great influence with Allah, and they will intercede with him and force him to pardon them. They are being warned that no creature of his can stand before him and intercede for others, not to speak of forcing Allah to pardon them.
That's
right. No prophet, no angel, and no saint would dare utter a word without the permission of the sovereign of the universe.
Yes.
I'm going to stop there. Thank you very much.
We thank you very much, Brother Imam.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. We thank you all, you brother Imam Kareem. Those words from the Quran are profound. They have such magnitude that, you know, if you're sincere, you know your body's here in this world, but you feel like you're already in heaven, and you are already in heaven if you acknowledge that even though everything you see, beginning with yourself, it's just an illusion, and the only reality is the eternal creator we cannot see.
He's behind everything you see. Everything you see reminds you of the one who created it. That's what you were saying too. Every time you look at any part of creation, you don't see no God. You see the creation of the Creator. You see the creation of Allah. I want to read out of the Quran here briefly. It's short, but it's dealing with what we're talking about and dealing with our responsibility here on earth as human beings and our final death here and resurrection and our final judgment before our Creator and some of His divine qualities, like the man said, that no one can have. This is our Surah 28 called Al-Kasr. I'm not pronouncing it right in Arabic, but it's okay. You know what I'm saying. It's Surah 28 called Al-Kasr. And it's verse 62, I'm starting at. It says, that day Allah or the Creator will call to them and say, where are my partners whom ye imagine to be such? Now, these are people who are associated partners with the Creator. He on the day of judgment going to call to them people and say, now, show me the partners in whom you are associated with me. And he say, the Creator say, then they gonna, those against whom the charge is proved, the people who worship other things as partners will say, our Lord, these are the ones. No, say the partners will say, these are, say those against whom the charge is proved, the partners will say, our Lord, these are the ones whom we led astray. We led them astray as we were astray ourselves. We free ourselves from them in thy presence. It was not us they worship. It will be said to them, call upon your partners for help. They will call upon them, but they will not listen to them, and they will see the penalty before them, how they will wish if only they had been open to the guidance of Allah. That day Allah will call to them and say, What was the answer you gave to my messenger I sent to you? And then the whole hit story of that day, the whole story of ungodly people's life that day, Allah said would seem strange to them like light to a blind person. And He said they will be, as Imam said, that they will not be able even to question each other. But Allah, the Creator, say, but any person in this, their life in this world had repented of their sins constantly, believed in their Creator, Allah, and worked righteousness all over the world, wherever they're at, worked righteousness, feasibility law to please their Creator and to help make it a better world for all people, He said they will have hope, hopes to be among those who achieve their soul salvation. And I go on a little further. Thy Lord Allah does create and choose as He pleases. No choice have they in the matter. All glory to Allah. And far, very far is Allah above the partners they ascribe to Allah. And thy Lord Allah knows all that their hearts conceal and all that their hearts reveal. And Allah is Allah, the one Creator. There is no God, no Creator but Allah. To Allah be all praise at the first and at the last. For Allah is the command over the heavens and the earth. And to Allah shall ye all be brought back. See ye, if Allah were to make the night perpetual, continuously over you to the day of judgment, what God is there other than Allah who could give you enlightenment? Will ye not then listen to Allah's message? Say, see ye, if Allah were to make the day perpetually, continuously over you to the day of judgment, what God is there other than Allah who could give you a night in which ye can rest? Will ye not then see? And this is my conclusion. It is out of the mercy of Allah. Okay. It is out of the mercy of Allah that He has made for you night and day, that ye may rest therein, and that ye may seek of Allah's grace, and in order that you may be grateful. In 1 minute, I would like to say, for Brother Imam Abdul Karim to say a prayer for us in Arabic and then translate that prayer in English for us, if you don't mind. As-salamu alaykum.
Walikum Aslam.
Inshallah, Allah will make us better. Make us better. Make us better, Allah. I mean.
And since it was a short prayer, I want to just add to that prayer. I want to ask our Creator, Allah, to bless us that came on this program today. Forgive us if we said anything that was not His word, His words, and help us to do His will, to learn that His will will save us from our own evil and the evils of this world. And I pray that Allah will soon bring all of the sincere good people together so we can worship as one and destroy all evil on this earth so we won't be disturbed in doing the goodness and save our children, as the sister said, because they are our future. We pray that Allah, all of us begin to work to try to save our children because they are our future. And Allah going to charge us, our Creator, if we don't try to save them and teach them the right way. Teach them all the love that they have inside of them, our song said. Show them all the beauty they possess within. Give them a sense of pride. See, give our children a sense of spiritual pride and spiritual dignity by letting them know that you were created by a great Creator, and He created you to share in His greatness on this earth. I mean, assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us.
Walaikum assalam, yes. I want to remind you that you have been listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Chabab, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us. Join us again, same time, next Sunday, 12 o'clock p.m. And have a blessed day. Assalamu alaikum.